Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone. Tina Bakehouse with Golden Hills RC&D is with us, and that means something fun is happening soon. Tina, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jim?
Very good, thank you. Southwest Iowa Art Tour coming up here just, what, a couple of weeks?
Right. We're very excited. It's our fifth annual celebration of Southwest Iowa's artists.
What type, now when we say art tour, that's pretty generic. Is it all-encompassing?
Well, it does encompass a lot of different types of art, ranging from painting to sculpture, metal art, fabric art, photography, pottery, wood carving, jewelry, and all kinds of mixed media. So really, even if you don't see or define yourself as a big art lover per se, I think there's something in it for everyone.
Let's talk about some types of examples of the types of things that you're pulling in. Are you getting them locally?
Right. So what's really great is the art tour is going to be in a wide range of communities. We have about 12 different communities, over 75 artists in total. And so we're getting artwork from all over Southwest Iowa. We have in Glenwood a stop. We have Macedonia, Malvern, Shenandoah, Red Oak, Sydney, Tabor, Council Bluffs, Avoca, Harlan, and Neola. So a lot of great stops and then a wide range of environments.
Yeah, and I see some locations look like they're specific gallery-type areas, and other places, like over in Avoca, it says the courthouse is a gathering
That's
place.
Right.
So will there be several artists there?
That's right. So what's great is each of these stops highlight more than one artist. And so, for example, the Avoca courthouse, we're going to have a longbow with a lot of Native American artwork primarily. And it, at the Fine Arts on 5th in Malvern, there's going to be at least 12 different artists with work. And so you'll have a wide range to see, to view, to enjoy, and then get to meet some of those artists. And so some are galleries, like the Brick Wall Gallery in Harlan or Penny Visions Gallery in Neola. Other places are to see, to view, to enjoy, and then get to meet some of those artists. And so some are galleries, like the Brick Wall Gallery in Harlan or Penny Visions Gallery in Neola. Other places are people's homes, so like Phyllis Bruce is outside of Malvern. So it really is a great opportunity to sort of explore the countryside of Southwest Iowa and get to really see some great art. Plus, the different cities are taking in some other interesting activities that I think families will enjoy. Red Oak is doing a small town tour of homes on a Saturday, this September 15th, and on Sunday, a chalk art experience for families with an artist. And Malvern's doing live music, as well as the Shenandoah stop is going to have a live music on Sunday. So I think a lot of these communities are trying to bring in not just to look at art, but to enjoy music and food as well.
Yeah, it looks like you've got a wide range. And folks can go online and find out more about this, too, at swiarttour.com. You can find lists on there. You can find all the different activities, all the different folks that will be showing off some of their wares at some of these different locations, and a map to find everything that you need to know about how you're going to plot your tour. And that's kind of the cool thing about this. You can do wherever you want, whatever you want, whenever you want.
That's right. So you can decide where you start, how long you stay. It's self-guided. And so my goal is to hit almost all of them if I can in 2 days. It might be a little tricky, but I'm going to get out the map and sort of figure out how can I hit these different spots. And so that's the beauty of it, is you can really tailor it to what kind of route you'd like to go.
Now, do you get people that will try to hit them all?
Well, I think that tends to be the challenge. I think it's pretty tricky in terms of we have Council Bluffs all the way to Red Oak and then different stops along the way. So we do have a two-day option, you know, where it's 10 to 5 on September 15th, which is a Saturday, and then the next day, that Sunday, is from noon to 4. So you do have chunks of time there that you can hit, you know, a good 4 or 5 stops. So you can come pretty close.
Well, and the nice thing is it's spread out enough that folks can concentrate on things in their area. They're not necessarily going to have to drive 100 miles to find some of the things that they want to see.
That's right. And that's what's great is there's stops along the way, which makes it, I think, fun.
Now, you said this is the fifth time around for this now. Is the word spreading? Is that how you get these folks to display what they're creating?
Right. So 5 years ago, what was really great is a group of artists, along with Golden Hills RC&D, kind of came up with this idea of how about we get to, there are a lot more artists than people know of in Southwest Iowa, so let's really show what we have, and a tour would be a great idea. So they got together and found some really great grants to help support marketing the event, and it really was a community effort. And now here we are 5 years later, and it's grown exponentially to gain more artists, more interest, more participation. And so the grants have dried up. We are funded by some wonderful sponsors in the area, and so that helps a lot, of getting that public support so we can continue marketing this particular idea. And it supports our small rural towns so that people go in and they not only look at art and shop for art, but they'll have to stop somewhere to eat and maybe, you know, check out some other of the local businesses. So it's really a great, rich economic development idea.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure the artists talk amongst themselves and help to spread the word, too.
Absolutely. And what's great is the Southwest Iowa Art Tour has its own website, as you mentioned, as well as a Facebook page. And so you can check out those two different locations to see some samples of the artwork, as well as videos and things of that nature, to really get interest in and kind of get a glimpse or a commercial, so to speak, before you head out on the tour in mid-September.
Yeah, and we've talked about this kind of stuff before, but everybody kind of has their own idea of what they like, what is art to them, but you're going to be really surprised to see some of the things that you may not necessarily have expected to see created here in Southwest Iowa.
That's right, and ranging from an artist at Art Farm in Shenandoah, she does metal sculptures of her body and then her friend also does light fixture type to music, and then we have wonderful potters in this area, as well as painters who some self-taught, some have gone through extensive training. And so it's really, to me, it opens your eyes to what's possible. And I think that's what makes this a really fun and interesting tour. It's not the same every year. Maybe the stops are the same, but you see new and interesting art every year.
Now, is this all for display, or are there items that can be purchased?
Oh, absolutely. Items are meant to be purchased, so that's the exciting part, is these artists have a wide range of opportunities for you to purchase their work, and so you get to meet and communicate with the artist, get to meet that person behind the painting, and then actually purchase it. Last year, I purchased one of my very first pieces, a very bright, beautiful picture of Janis Joplin that had some abstract, bright colors from Waubonsie Station, from the artist Gail Yonts, and I display proudly at work. And so you can pick anything from the abstract to more modern to more classic and enjoy it in your home.
Absolutely. A good opportunity. This sounds like something that would be fun to do with friends.
Absolutely. I, in fact, one day last year spent the day with friends touring around to the different spots. And this year I'm hooking some of my family members to go on the tour with me. So you can go on your own, go with friends, go with family. It's just a fun way to get out and about and see what Southwest Iowa has to offer.
Sure. Well, we're still a few weeks away. What do folks need to do to prepare to get ready for the Southwest Iowa Art Tour?
Well, I think the first thing is just check out our Facebook page. You can look up Southwest Iowa Art Tour and actually like that page and follow along. I'll be taking pictures and promoting the different stops, and there'll be some video of capitalizing on the different artists that will be there, as well as their work. And you can also look at their website, which is swiarttour.com, and that kind of lays out all the information, the map, as you mentioned, which I think is helpful. And then in different communities, we do have the brochure. If you like a hard copy, you can certainly, if you'd like a hard copy with maps and all that information, you can reach out to me here at Golden Hills RC&D, and that number is 712-482-3029. Again, that's 712-482-3029. Or you can email me and I'd be happy to get in touch with you. Tina@GoldenHillsRCD.org. That's Tina@GoldenHillsRCD.org. And part of what Golden Hills is all about is I really see it as a survival kit for small towns. And part of that, cultivating really rich communities, is arts and culture. And so we really believe in keeping this art tour alive, and we love seeing different folks embrace and connect with communities through art.
That's awesome. Opportunity for folks to get out and have some fun, and the cost is right.
Yes, it's free.
Yeah, we like that.
Right. And the main reason why it's free is, fortunately, there's been a lot of wonderful community support to help sponsor this wonderful tour, ranging from different local banks and individuals. And so if we can keep that community support, we can keep having wonderful arts and culture opportunities like this one.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for organizing this. Looks like a lot of work and planning went into this. Hope they have a really great opportunity.
Yes, thanks, Jim. We're looking forward to it. I'll be out and about on the tour, so I hope to see different folks from the Southwest Iowa area checking out the wonderful art on September 15th and 16th for the 5th annual Southwest Iowa Art Tour.